Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today pre-market podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 31st of March. End of the quarter, end of the month. So be prepared for maybe a little bit of shenanigans on the close. But as always with this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this podcast. All right, well, let's kick things off today, as always, with the scores on the doors. And they were good scores on good doors today. We have the Dow Jones closing up 141 points or 0.43%. 32,859. Seems the banking crisis really wasn't much of a crisis after all. The Dow Jones had a high of 188 points and a low of minus 35. NASDAQ was up 87 points or 0.73%. 12,013 going through the 12,000 level. S&P 500 well and truly above 4,000 now. 4,051 up 23 points in the middle for diddle, as is its usual form. The VIX volatility index just around 19, down 0.5%. SPY futures showing another 38 points to the upside, 0.53%, finishing the quarter off in a little bit of style. We had 72 points up yesterday, just over 1%, another 0.5% potentially today. So things looking relatively good. In the US, as far as their stocks go, let's look at those. Apple up 1%, Meta up 1.2%, Google down 0.5%, Microsoft up 1.3%, Amazon up 1.8%, Tesla up 0.7%, Netflix up 1.9%, US banks a little bit wishy-washy to say the least, JP Morgan down 0.3%, Citigroup up 0.3%, Goldman up 0.1%, Bank of America down at 1.3%, Wells Fargo down 1.6%, Block, the artist formerly known as Square, was up 3%, ExxonMobil up 0.5%, General Motors up 0.5% as well. Looking at those banking stocks though in Europe, as the pressure seems to be abating, UBS up 3.4% and Deutsche up 1.6%. So a little bit of stability creeping into those European banks. In bonds last night, US 10 years eased slightly in the yields, 3.549. The 2 years up a little bit, 4.117. And the Aussie, 3.335 for the 10-year. Bitcoin eased, 28,138, 28,138, down 1.1%. The Aussie dollar up slightly above 67, 67.12.42 better. And the US dollar index slightly easier, down around 0.5%. Looking at European markets last night, that banking stability helping. Also had some numbers out from H&M, which were pretty good as far as Europe goes. That stock was up 16%. Surprise there. Stock 600 up 1%. FTSE up 0.7%. Germany up 1.3%. France up 1.1%. And Spain up 1.5%. As far as the US goes, we did see some data out last night as well. Weekly jobless claims increased by a whopping 7,000. Just a rounding error, really. 100 to 198,000. Adding to hopes that the Federal Reserve could slow down its tightening campaign because the labour market is cooling. I guess jobless claims up by 7,000 is a slight cooling. And we also saw President Joe Biden calling on regulators to tighten the rules for mid-sized banks. The White House on Thursday called for federal banking agencies in conjunction with the Treasury Department, who, let's face it, have been asleep at the wheel, to enact a series of changes to tighten the rules. None of the measures requires congressional approval. Part of the issue, of course, with SVB was the speed in which deposits could leave the bank. The massive social media campaign, I guess, from some high-profile investors to withdraw money from SVB, it was a bit of a pile-on. And we can see how quickly that money, those deposits, can disappear overnight, forcing smaller banks, regional banks, to liquidate not short-term positions, but those long-term bonds, which then put serious pressure on their balance sheets. So it is a bit of a problem, and the regulator's just waking up to the fact that the money is not sticky anymore. The latest survey by American Association of Individual Investors found that pessimism had eased and optimism had edged higher, although small investors are still wary of the outlook. Virgin Orbit has ceased operations for the foreseeable future. One thing about that name is that it didn't really orbit. It laying off 90% of its staff. Looking at commodities last night on the oil front, Brent crude doing well, up 1.4%, $1.10, $79.24. WTI up 1.9%, $1.37. Gold having a bounce, 0.8% higher, $16.1980. It is flirting with that $2,000 level, but can't quite bust through it. Platinum up nearly 2% last night. Silver doing well too, up 2.4%. Looking at LME metals, copper pretty much unchanged again. Nickel down 2.6%, aluminium up 0.1%, zinc down 1.2%, lead unchanged, tin up 0.5%, iron ore pretty much unchanged, Dalian iron though up 1.6%, and one of the big fallers was the lithium price last night, which fell 6.5%. So that is of interest to all and sundry today. Natural gas up 5.6%. as well. Looking at miners overseas, we had BHP going nuts, up 3.5% in ADRs, Rio up 1.9%, Freeport McMoRan up 1.9%, Alcoa up 2%, Teck up 1.8%, Anglo up 2%, Glencore up 0.2%, Vale up 2.1%, Albemarle in the lithium space down 0.9%. Maybe some of these metal and mining stocks are reacting to the upgrades to Chinese GDP, which one or two houses are making at the moment. Commonwealth Bank overseas was up 2.1%. All right, well, switching to local news today. This could be some big news. The AFR is speculating that the Australian government could be eyeing material changes to the Petroleum Resource Rent Tax, the PRRT. This would have some serious impacts to our oil and gas companies. Obviously, Woodside Santos very much in focus there. So that, I'm sure we'll get more speculation on that and more talk of that as we head into the May budget. We've also got Allegro, one of the great British cars of all time. Their Allegro Funds is looking, apparently, according to the AFR, at buying BWX. They have gone through a round of talks, according to the newspaper, with talks of BWX's management. They've actually got some, which is juggling attempts to refinance its debts, control inventory and sell non-core beauty brands with a dwindling cash pile. Talks with Allegro were alive and kicking, so we could have another candidate for the Harry Kane portfolio. BNPL, buy now, pay later providers, are promising to strengthen the code of conduct, and will bolster protections for vulnerable customers. This is ahead of a government decision on the regulatory model for the sector. The Finance Services Minister, Stephen Jones, said a decision on how to bring buy now, pay later under credit laws was expected soon after the May budget. He said the government wanted to ensure the sector's viability while ensuring users are protected. In company news today, Rio Tinto and First Quantum Minerals have formed a JV to progress the La Granja copper project in Peru. Sims has been upgraded to neutral from underperform at Bank of America. Baby Bunting initiated overweight at Wilson's. HMC Capital upgraded to underperform from sell at CLSA. Morgan Stanley Infrastructure Partners is maybe considering a rival takeover offer for Helios. And speculation the BlueScope Steel MD Mark Vassala could be looking to move on. Accent Group considering a sale of the glue apparel chain. And after yesterday's fall, Mineral Resources has been downgraded to underweight from neutral at Jardines, with the target price now $1.40. AUB Group has reported that it's confident that the Tysers UK retail JV will proceed from May the 1st, with effect from May the 1st. And Aurelia Metals has issued a Federation project update, commercial terms to refinance for a new credit facility, largely agreed. In other news today, well, certainly for the coming days, is the Australian M&A involvement table. And this gives an idea of who's doing the business in the M&A world. Interestingly, Macquarie has slipped way down the league tables. JP Morgan tops the league with 63% market share of M&A at the moment. Year to date, this is. Macquarie has only 5% of that M&A involvement. So not a positive there for Macquarie. They've only really been involved in around $1.84 billion of deal value and in five deals. JP Morgan has been involved in three deals, but they are the biggies. They are $23.4 billion worth of deals there. So interesting to see Macquarie has slipped quite considerably. And finally, Vale Doug Mulray, certainly one of the great radio presenters. I have to say, I was lucky enough to hear Doug when I first came to Australia, and he was absolutely fantastic. So sad news today that Uncle Doug has passed away, age 71. Well, that's it from me. Thanks very much for listening. Question of the day today. It's Melbourne Grand Prix weekend. Who will win the Melbourne Grand Prix? Bit of a frivolous question, but it is Friday. It is the end of the month. I'll be on Ausbiz on the call this afternoon at 3:30, drinking a glass of red and going through the week's events and having a chat with some other analysts on the panel. But that's it. Have a great day. And as always, may the trading gods be with you.